The National Farm and Home Hour comes to you today from the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
The first crackles of public radio in the early 20th century, WHA in Madison brought weather news to farmers and advice for women who worked at home. On the Farm Program and the Homemakers Program, shows carried by radio waves out over the prairies of Wisconsin. Those programs were recorded on transcription discs, some of which are almost a century old. The University of Wisconsin just received a grant to preserve those recordings, funded by the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. Kat Fawn is a digital and media archivist at UW-Madison, and she and her team will restore some 250 transcription discs similar to vinyl records.
It was made of a softer material than maybe a vinyl record that most people are familiar with. And you can visibly see the coating cracking. Sometimes it looks like bubbling, and the coating will start to flake off the core of the disc. So there is a clock ticking on all this. We know that it's starting to deteriorate.
Cabbages had developed a serious ailment, and thousands of acres turned yellow and died in midsummer.
The farm program was really kind of a daily lifeline to farmers who were listening to this radio program.
Erica Janik is a historian and former executive producer of Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Radio.
It was where they heard about the weather. It's where they got market reports, help with your gardening, advice for farmers on storing crops.
She says the Homemaker Program was a spin-off of the Farm Program, hosted by Aileen Hazard. It aimed toward women who worked on the farms of rural Wisconsin.
They're often living miles away from their nearest neighbor. And so the radio was really a companion for them. And so a lot of people really identified Aileen Hazard as their friend. You know, she was this person that came on every day on the radio.
Today we have with us in the studio an authority on one of Wisconsin's most important products, cheese.
This being Wisconsin, she of course did a program about cheese. She also talked about how to make salad dressings.
Mr. Gully, there is variety in salad dressings, isn't there?
Definitely. Salad dressings alone is the secret of success.
Erica Janik says when she talked to people about the Homemaker Show, a lot of people remembered their parents tuning in. Look forward to hearing these programs once they're restored.
It's telling a chapter of our nation's history and of women's history that I think a lot of people don't know about. You know, it might seem a little antiquated because it was called the Homemakers Program, and maybe we wouldn't use those words today. But a lot of the things that she was covering on her program are things that you still see on television and see in magazines today.
And you know what? B.J. Lederman did their theme music, too.